what is it about us men? What is it about me? Why do I love doing the right thing at the wrong time, and I always do the wrong thing at the right time? I got that problem. Anybody else got that problem? Okay, good. I'm not alone. I heard y'all say yeah. I do the right thing at the wrong time. I do the wrong thing at the right time. It's like the story of my life. The right thing would be to treat everybody amazing every time you come in contact with them. That don't always happen with me. I tend to treat them up and down. You know, I have an up and down syndrome. I don't know what it is, man. I just diagnosed myself with it. It's called up and down syndrome. But I tend to, you know, treat people one way one day, and I treat them another way another day. It's not your fault. People don't understand that I'm still grieving, man. You know, I'm still grieving. Times of coronavirus make you sit back and think about every damn thing. And I just been sitting back thinking about everything. Thinking about how I put my podcast on pause. One of my biggest thoughts have been about my relationship with my son's mom. I don't like it. It's horrible. It's not her fault, nor is it my fault. We are two young people. We were two young old people. We were definitely old enough to know what was going on. But I think we didn't take the pregnancy part serious. Yeah, I don't think we took the pregnancy part. Like the whole, you know, classes, and you're gonna go through postpartum, and she's gonna go through postpartum, and all that stuff. And I don't like that, man. I don't like it, man. I don't like raising my son in two separate houses. I really don't. You're gonna have two totally different views from what a man is, as well as two totally different views from what a woman is. And I can't decide on who somebody be with. Well, neither can she decide on who I be with. So it's like, damn. Okay then. Well, as long as you happy, as long as we happy, then we everybody happy then. But going through a breakup with your significant, your ex significant other that y'all have a child with is way different from going through a breakup with someone that you share a child with. It's way different. It's a lot to think about all the time. You gotta think. You do a lot of thinking. If you've been through that, you know. But a lot of times, you know, people try to make it work because, and it's just, this right here, just relationships, period. We fall in love with the used to. Y'all remember that used to in a relationship? Remember that, the used to part? Like, that's why a lot of people fall in love, because things that they used to or something they got used to doing or something they used to do with somebody that they care about. We fall in love with the used to. Love is like a drug, bro. Love is the most uncontrollable drug in the world. It's the most uncontrollable drug in the world, man. You can't ease off love. You can't be like, I'm just going to take a little bit of love today, and then tomorrow I ain't going to fuck with it no more. And then the next day I'm going to fuck with love. No, once you take a little bit of love, you keep wanting more and more of love. It's not something that you should even play with. You shouldn't play with love. I suck at love. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, I always choose to love at the wrong time. I always choose to do the right thing at the wrong time. And I always do the wrong thing at the right time. My past relationships have ended so horribly that I can understand why they don't want to talk to me. I don't get mad no more. I don't get mad. I'm just, man, look, man, I get it, man. It's a horrible, horrible boyfriend. Amazing father. One of the best of the best, but a horrible boyfriend. But that's also why when people tell me, oh, you're such a great dad, I love it. Like, I don't really take it like, hey, man, thanks, man. Because I honestly don't feel like you're an amazing father if you're not with your child's mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, something didn't work out. You feel me? Especially at my age. I'm 30 years old. I'm 32. had my son when I was 30. But it's like, like I said, I was old enough to know what I was doing and everything. And now my son's not even going to get that real family lifestyle that he'll grow up watching on TV shows. You know what I'm saying? A lot of TV shows that mom and dad in the house. He's going to be like, Mom, why do I stay here? And daddy stay over there. And why do we stay here? It's going to be like something like that. I never wanted that, man. I never wanted stuff like that. This damn coronavirus got me talking about everything on my podcast today. I know it's relatable, though. Shit. I know it's relatable. I see it all the damn time. I see it all the time. And as I saw it all the time, I always told myself, hey, that's not going to be me, boy. Because then turn around and look at me. That's why you can't say what you ain't going to do or what you ain't going to be. Because you never damn know, man. 1 minute, everything all good. Next minute, it's your day to get the baby. So, what advice would I give a father going through? Because women think they just go through it by themselves. Women, a lot of women think, oh, I don't care. Men don't care. They just want to go fucking fuck who they want to fuck. Not true. Not true. Men care. Men care. It does affect my relationship with other women. It does. It does. It will. It has. You know, I don't, I'm at a point in my life where I don't think I want to get married. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks, man. It sucks. It's just my thoughts. Maybe it'll change. I change all the time. My mind changes all the time. I might be feeling this way now. Around 5 o'clock this evening, I might be like, hey, you know what? I want to get married. You know, it just goes up and down. But right now where I'm at, I don't want to get married. I don't think you should get married until you got yourself all the way together. And I mean, and that's just today. Back in the day, I used to be able to struggle together. We're going to struggle together. We're going to work it up. We're going to grind it. But this ain't back in the day, man. That's why you're struggling together, because of social media. You know, people looking online, you know, fellas looking online, women looking online at other relationships. And they're like, damn, we're struggling, but they got their shit together, man. And you might not even know it. They might be a whole fake-ass relationship. Ask me how I know, because I've been there before. I've been the whole situation. So, yeah, man, I think, you know, should be alone. Be alone, alone. It's hard to be alone, though, ain't it? Okay, we all feel like that. Gotta have somebody to text me good night. Gotta have somebody to text me good morning. And I feel like having sex. I got to be fucking on something. And that's scary. That's scary. That's fucking scary. Because, fellas, when you get a woman, fellas, you should meet a woman that's used to being alone already. So when you come into her life, you know, she's not really nagging you because she used to being by herself anyways. I guess they all start nagging, though, when you start giving it to them. Said giving it to them. So old school word. I'm not even going to listen to this podcast, man. I'm gonna drop this one here straight online, because we're going through a coronavirus lockdown right now. Everybody in the house. And y'all ain't got nothing to listen to anyway. So I'm going to drop this podcast. And I'm probably going to drop some more today, too. Keep listening, man. Hands.